ABC Radio Australia.
Now, taking over to Solomon Islands, where Malaita Province is banking on a 20-year-old peace agreement, which Australia helped broker, to push for autonomy as relations with the national government reaches breaking point. Anti-government riots by Malaitan protesters and this week's failed motion of no confidence against the Prime Minister have prompted the province to push ahead with its plans for self-autonomy. But foreign policy experts are questioning whether it's the right path to take towards autonomy. With more, here's our reporter in Solomon's capital, Honiara, Evan Wasuka.
Honourable members, the question put before the House now is that Parliament resolves it has no confidence.
Around the same time, a motion of no confidence was moved against Prime Minister Manasseh Sogovare. A letter was on its way to the United Nations Security Council. In it, Malaita's Premier Daniel Suidani asked the UN to send a team to look into a two-decade-old Townsville peace agreement.
I think it would be appropriate for the UN security, as somebody who also witnessed the document, to be involved, and we ask them to come and have some survey around, especially in the part four of the TPA, which talk about the autonomous government.
The Australian brokered Townsville peace agreement helped bring peace in 2000, following years of conflict between militant groups from the provinces of Malaita and Guadalcanal. But fast forward 20 years and relations between the national government and Malaita province are at breaking point. The flashpoint, a 2019 decision to switch diplomatic ties from Taiwan to China, turning frustration into animosity, with a defiant Malaita continuing to recognize the government in Taipei. Things escalated late last month when supporters of the provincial government protested against the Prime Minister and his government.
Three people are dead and 100 arrests have been made in the aftermath of 3 days of violence in the Solomon Islands. Australia's Defence Force is tonight in Honiara amid a push for calm to be restored.
It also prompted the Prime Minister to accuse Taiwan of political interference.
This is a democratic country with a democratically elected government in power, sir. And if I am to be removed, it must be by the legal process, and it must be by members of parliament and not by calls to resign by Taiwan's agents, Mr. Speaker.
Taiwan's Foreign Office rejects the allegations.
Regarding the widespread public dissatisfaction caused by Prime Minister Sogovare's poor leadership and bad governance, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs expresses regret and condemns his irresponsible accusation and actions. We call on the Solomon Islands government to listen to their people and not vainly attempt to govern them using China's arbitrary and authoritarian model.
Malaita's Premier Suidani, too, is defending the support his province and him personally have received from Taipei.
So Taiwan's helping me is not being an agent for Taiwan. They are good friends, friends who have had to help people, especially during time of sick and when we are in trouble, like especially in time of health.
The province doesn't have the legal power to call for a referendum, but over the next 30 days, it's carrying out a survey to gauge public sentiment around self-autonomy.
We need to consult the people of this province to survey that we can easily figure out how many people are with the idea and how many is not with the idea.
But Australia's former High Commissioner to the Solomons, James Batley, who led Australia's regional assistance mission in the early 2000s, doesn't think the Townsville peace agreement is the best approach.
Look, it seems to me that whatever position you take on the political claims of any of the parties at the moment, the Townsville peace agreement, not clear to me that is going to be a very helpful vehicle on which to build a process.
Mr. Batley says the agreement called for the surrender of all arms, but he said that really didn't happen.
So you really have to wonder to what extent the TPA remains a valid document on which to negotiate these claims, whatever position you take on those claims.
And he thinks Malaita province shouldn't have high hopes about the United Nations stepping in.
I don't think that the UN will respond to this request. I think that the UN will regard this very much as an internal matter. So it seems to me that in terms of a process to take forward, I can't see this as being a very fruitful step.
Despite the doubts, Premier Suidani says it's the province's best approach towards self-autonomy.
This is how we quickly want to do it because the people need to know, the whole of the province would like to know where is the Mara government and the political destiny of this province. So,
meanwhile, in the capital, Honiara, the burnt-out buildings remain, but all is calm. Residents credit the peace to the presence of Australian, Papua New Guinea, Fiji and New Zealand military. Mr. Batley says the big question now is just how long will they be around for?
I think it's quite plausible to expect that those detachments will be there into the new year. But looking beyond that, it's a bit like gazing into a crystal ball. I think that's a bit difficult at this stage. But certainly I can't see that concluding before Christmas.
Australia's former High Commissioner to the Solomons, James Bately, ending that report from Evan Wasuka in Honiara.